Oh, cheese and crackers. Okay. Gotta think of something. We could go... No. Well, there is that nice restaurant, but there's no way we're going to get a reservation in time. Okay. Think. Oh, hello. Hi. Happy Valentine's Day, which I definitely planned for. Most definitely planned for. Oh, such plans I made. Ignore all these papers. All these papers are nothing. Nothing. Yes. I for sure have plans. But first, how are you doing? It's been a minute. I know I've been a bit busy. After last Valentine's Day, there's been quite a bit of exploring and note taking. And lots of busy work. Occasionally some things slip the mind when you have a magical bookstore to tend to. Not that Valentine's Day slipped my mind. Not that it did that. No. Don't be silly. I'm thoughtful and I'm on top of everything. Yes, I am on top of everything. While I was exploring the bookstore, I did find, a big bouncy house. We could go there and bounce a lot. Or there's this nice fantasy village. They have great pastries. That could be fun. I definitely thought of something. Because, it's Valentine's Day, which is a day to celebrate you. And I would feel really bad if I let my things go by the wayside, especially things involving you. Why don't we go to the book nook and we can discuss those plans that I made. Yes. So, why don't you just sit down and I finalise those plans, yes. We could explore this part of the horror section if you're feeling gothic romance as sort of a thing, or maybe we could see if there's anything in the Atlas section. We could go lots of places in the world, or maybe multiple worlds. We could do that. We could certainly do that, because I have planned a route. I've planned multiple routes, in fact. I've planned, so many routes for us to go down if you wanted to, because you are important. I said that already, didn't I? Sorry if I seem a bit nervous. I just hope you like those plans that I made to enchant you on this special day for showing your love to someone. Not that I wanted to, overwhelm you with options. That would be silly. It's Valentine's, of course, a day I totally remembered for you, because you deserve plans, because you're so lovely, and you put up with me, and all the things that, dating a skunk comes with. Who am I kidding? I forgot! I'm really sorry. I want to do something big and brilliant and special, but I lost track of the time and the days, and I got really wrapped up in my own business, and I might have, wait. What? Why are you smiling? I messed up really bad. Or I'm being silly? But, I wanted to... it doesn't matter if we don't do anything special? Spending time with me is special enough? What? Oh dear, there's hearts floating off my tail. But this is the day when people, show how much they love each other. And I like you a lot. Like a whole lot. That's why one particular day doesn't matter. Darn it, now I'm all blushing. I'm sorry, I'm such a mess, stop apologising? Sorry, I don't mean to apologise, so that's an apology, isn't it? How do I phrase this without saying sorry, but because I'm sorry for saying sorry, but if I say I'm sorry for saying sorry, then I'm still saying sorry, and you get the point, don't you? Oh, goodness. Well, you know, I'm going to stop there, otherwise I'll get caught in a loop, a big Ouroboros sort of thing. Ouroboros. Ouroboros? Ouroboros. I'm never sure how to pronounce that, but you get the point, don't you? I'm not sorry. Well, I am sorry. No, I'm going to get caught in a loop again. I don't know what to say. I thought you'd be mad or upset because I forgot, but you're not. And I don't know what to do with that. It's just you're so patient with me. You know how my brain gets, so I think about a million things a minute, and then I start to ramble about them because I'm nervous, and I'm so scatterbrained. I forgot something important, and I'm not going to say I'm sorry. It's just, you know, what you're doing right now. You're forgiving me so easily, and I'm not used to that. Not a lot of people in my life have had a lot of patience. I'm used to people being short with me or not really giving me the space and time I need to acclimate, and you don't do that to me, and I hope I don't do that to you either. I don't? Well, of course I don't. You're far too lovely to get mad at. I'm not sure you could do a single thing to make me angry with you, or at least it's so hard to articulate the way you feel about someone, because it's so big and complicated, and I appreciate that you are giving me a bit of slack here, because, you know, running a business like I do, I deal with customers all day, or I have to shelve constantly, I have to keep the magical aura from this place from leaking out too far into the town at large, causing untold magical havoc, and it's just a lot to keep track of. Like, you know, the dishes, only bigger and more worrying. But, you know, I still want to say that I love you. I love you. I love you. And it's Valentine's, and it seems like the right time to say that. And, you know, oh, God. You know, I've rambled enough. How would you like to spend this impromptu, spontaneous Valentine's Day? I will do whatever you want. Just name it, and I am there, and I am with you 100%. Oh, you just want to have tea and comb my tail? Well, that's rather simple. I could definitely do that. My grooming has gotten away from me a bit. My tail's all frizzy. I'm not even presentable. I should have dressed up. I should have used the time since I found out it was Valentine's Day and now to, like, put on a suit or something. But right, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter because you are not judging me for my mistakes, which is something I'm still not used to. But yes, I can do that. I'll just make tea. You know, I've got a lovely strawberry tea. It would be perfect for the holiday. It's pink and everything. Let me just walk over to the cabinet. Let's see. No, that's blackberry tea, elderberry tea. Ooh, honey flavoured tea. Maybe that's for next time. Here we go. Strawberry jazz is what it's called, because it's got a little zip to it. It's jazzy. But let's see, got my pick a steeper. I haven't got one shaped like a heart, but I've got one shaped like a duck. I'm not sure that's very Valentine's-y. No, let's see. This one's shaped like a manatee. It sits on the side of your cup, and it looks like there's a manatee basking in your thing. But, you know, manatees aren't very romantic either. The simple gold ones. I suppose I do have sets, so we could both have the same one. Okay, I'll pick that one. I'll just put the kettle on, and there we are. Would you like to have anything extra with your tea? I I think I have some leftover scones that someone brought over. People have been being nicer to me lately. Maybe it's because since meeting you, I've been a bit more confident and active in my community. People have been crossing the street when they see me less. And it's been fun, getting to know you and you getting to know me and, everything. You know, I've actually been reading a romantic sort of novel lately, although it's really more fantasy than anything. It's a bit of a reread. I figure that people, you know, rewatch their favourite movies all the time and things like that, so why shouldn't books be the same? If you have a favourite book, then sometimes revisiting it between new reads can be enlightening in helping to figure out what you like. And I love Stardust by Neil Gaiman. It's one of my favourite books. I might have mentioned it before. It's a story of a fellow who goes to catch a falling star and the things he finds along the way. It references a lot of fey history, like Lord Dunsany is the King of Elfland's daughter. You know, it's nice to see a book that kind of takes those older forms and ideas and makes them a little more modern. When the fellow, or Dunstan Thorne, finds the star, it's actually a woman, and they adventure together, and he finds that the quest wasn't everything. He was supposed to give the star to someone, but he finds he can't, and in fact, he falls in love with the star along the journey. It's a lovely story, and I've read it several times. It's got to be the fifth or the sixth. I could read it to you sometime, if you like. It's very lyrical. I really love Neil Gaiman's writing. He always comes up with such interesting ways to describe things, and I often find myself inspired by his prose. There's so many lovely things in the book, like a Babylon candle that lets you travel, and a fairy market where you can find your heart's desire. Such a nice thing to think about, but I'm rambling, aren't I? Sorry. Not saying sorry. So, okay, not going to get into that again. Yes, just onwards and... Oh, there's the kettle. Save by the bell. Okay, back to Valentine's. Let me pull this. And bring a cup over. Oh, I'm just being silly, but... Are you sure it's all right that I forgot Valentine's? There's just so much to keep track of, and I... Oh? Yes, right. Stop apologising. Even if I don't say story, I'm still kind of apologising, aren't I? Let's just taste our tea. Do you let me know if it's too sweet, or I tend to go a bit heavier on the honey when you're around, because you're sweet yourself. Sorry, that's a bad pickup line. It's just, you're very sweet. Like, if you were a tea, you'd be one with, like, bits of crystallized sugar in, so you don't even have to add anything. I've got a tea like that. It's also got luster dust, which makes it all sparkly and nice. You were supposed to comb my tail. It has been a minute. My stripe is all off kilter. It's all spiky, and there's just fluff everywhere. I do keep a comb on this side table. Let's see. Here you go, if you're sure. Fair warning, I've been smelling a bit like petrichor lately. You know, the smell after it rains. So you might end up smelling like that as well, if you spend too much time among my fluff. That's fine. Okay, if you're sure, I'm just going to wrap my tail around your back and flump it into your lap. You can start brushing any old place, so I guess. Oh, that still feels really nice. I was supposed to be sweet to you on Valentine's Day. Oh, what? Valentine's Day is a two-way street? I mean, I suppose, but, you know, I'm the one who always drags you on. Ooh, careful. You're brushing a bit deep there. Very nice. But, you know, I'm always the one dragging you on adventures and putting you in slight danger. So I feel like it's my duty to be sweet to you when the time calls for it. And that feels nice. I should stop going on about it. But you're so forgiving, and it's just nice to be with someone who forgives your faults and lets you just exist and doesn't make you feel bad about forgetting Valentine's. Although there's days I won't forget your birthday. You can be assured of that. Oh, I'd never forget your birthday. But you know, the year just started and it's cold, and you know, my tail can only keep me so warm. So I've been wearing a lot of sweaters because I can't heat the whole bookstore. I'm not sure it has an end, so it would just kind of suck the heat away forever, and then I have an enormous electric bill. Ooh. Sorry, I wasn't expecting you to comb that close to the base. I'm sensitive there. Oh, more hearts floating off my tail. Sorry, that's just going to happen. I'm not even going to try to stop it. I'm just feeling so... strawberry jazzed. Yes, I'm feeling strawberry jazzed, which is pinker than feeling ordinarily jazzed. Oh, you. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for forgiving me. I know I thanked you already, but it's just you don't know how much you mean to me. It's hard to articulate how much you mean to someone, because it's like there's a whole world of it, and it's complicated and sticky and weird and anxiety-inducing. But then you're next to them, and it all goes out the window, and all you can think about is how much you want to kind of hug them. Which is why my tail's curling around you a little more tightly. The way you're combing me, it's kind of hard to let you go. while we're here, I could do one thing for you. We could do a bit of hypnosis, calm you down. You like that? Okay, well, just keep combing and let my scent gently envelop you. That smell of the streets after rain, soft and gentle, wonderful and wide. Let the scent change slightly to your favorite. Any scent from your memory will do. Gently floating up in heart-shaped plumes from my tail. As you brush in gentle strokes. 1, 2, 3, 4. Let all of your anxieties and worries simply flow like the gentle strokes of my black and white fur. Thank you again for being so you. So you. That's all I can think of, and it helps that I can relax you like this. Take a deep breath. Let it out. And as you let it out, in your own time, at your own comfort, feel your jaw slacken and your arms untense, growing loose by your sides as the stroking of my tail becomes a smooth, loose sort of motion. You're very good, you know. Just in general, but also at brushing me, it feels incredibly nice. Just so nice. I like to revel in this feeling. Just breathe with me and feel that scent overwhelming your senses in the most gentle, soft way. Pink clouds of olfactory delight. Softly floating up, softly and gently, lulling you further. You know, you ended up being right. This is a pretty nice way to spend Valentine's. It's been a while since I did this, since I hypnotized you. I thought about hitting myself in the head with a copy of Jekyll and Hyde and letting Hydrox take over for Valentine's, but I thought something sweeter and something more me would be nicer, but then I spent the whole time between waking up and looking at the calendar and realising what day it was, that you might like something sweeter and softer. And besides, we could do that later, perhaps, if you would like. For now, just breathe with me and be with me. and think about how much I like you, how much I love you, really, and what that means to both of us. I think now we'll just sit together and enjoy each other's company as you brush my tail in your gentle, soft way, and we drink tea together. I want you to know that no matter what I forget, no matter what my scatterbrain tosses to the winds, I do care, and I'm going to say it because you hypnotize and you can't stop me, and how sorry I am for not planning something better and bigger. And I know you want to stop me from saying that, but I need to say it, I think, just to get it off my chest. That's the last time I'll say sorry, I promise, absolutely. For now, let's just enjoy our tea and our time together. Happy Valentine's Day, and thanks again for everything. For putting up with my skunky ways, for being down to explore the bookstore, for letting me help you relax and be here presently. I just want to say, as we relax, Happy Valentine's Day to you. Though it might not be big, it might not be bold, but it's soft and quiet with you. And that is the most lovely thing that I can think of. Happy Valentine's holiday as you relax.